With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A woman has been found dead on the University of Georgia campus.
This is a tragic day.
University of Georgia Police Chief Jeff Clark, who told WSB-TV that police discovered a body after a friend told them the woman had not returned from a Thursday morning run.
The individual was unconscious and not breathing and had visible injuries. Officers immediately began rendering medical aid.
Police who don't have a suspect say the victim was a student at a nearby nursing school. I'm Shelley Adler.
Also at SRNnews.com, speaking to the NRB, former President Trump says America's greatest threat is not from any foreign country.
This time the greatest threat is not from the outside of our country. I really believe this. It's from within. It's the people from within our country that are more dangerous than the people outside. We can handle China. We can handle Russia. We can handle all of them if you have a smart leader. But the inside people are very dangerous. They're very sick people, in my opinion, in many cases. They're sick.
The former president speaking to the annual National Religious Broadcasters Convention last night in Nashville. AT&T says the hours-long outage Thursday to its U.S. cell phone network appeared to be the result of a technical error, not a malicious attack. Three members of the University of Wyoming swimming and diving team killed in a highway crash in northern Colorado on U.S. 287, about 10 miles south of the Wyoming-Colorado line. That crash apparently happened when the driver swerved and went off the pavement and the vehicle rolled over multiple times. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow ahead 131 points. The Nasdaq 32 points in the red. This is SRN News. Pro-abortion groups will dig deep this election year.
Representatives from Planned Parenthood, the ACLU, Reproductive Freedom for All, the Fairness Project, Think Big America, Open Society Foundation, and the Tides Foundation all tell Politico they'll spend a lot of cash trying to get abortion referendums passed this fall and Democrats elected. However, several of those groups admit they don't have as much money as they used to and will have to pick and choose their battles. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An Iowa school board has resolved a lawsuit over a now rescinded district policy that lets students live as the opposite sex at school without the permission of their parents. Linmar Community Schools will pay $20,000 to the plaintiffs, Parents Defending Education. The Linmar board's policy also allowed boys to use the girls' restrooms and locker rooms and permits males to compete against females in sports. This is SRN News. Have an old school landline at home? Well, if so, you're part of a dwindling minority of Americans.
According to the most recent estimates from the National Center for Health Statistics, about 73% of American adults in 2022 lived in households where there were only wireless phones. Landlines have practically reached the status of urban legend among many in today's America. When it comes to age groups, the large majority were wireless only, except for those 65 and older, the only group where less than half were estimated to use cell phones exclusively. Rich Thomason reporting.
The U.S. Federal Energy Regulatory Commission has rejected several proposed hydropower projects on the largest Native American reservation in the United States. The Navajo Nation says the move recognizes the inherent authority of tribes to govern themselves. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.